I'm in it for the long run. The minutes and the years. I'm in it for the long run. The hours and the days. I'm in it for the long run. The laughter and the tears. I'm in it for the long run. Even though you're far away.
Well, hello there. This is Jim Rooney. Welcome back to this series of programs where I'm trolling through my more than 60-year journey in the musical world. And the last time I was talking about Forerunner Music getting started, and with our first number one record, Goin' Gone with Kathy Mattea, and that was followed up by several more with Kathy and then with Garth Brooks, which of course changed our lives quite considerably. And so our little publishing company was humming along. And however, I was not, I was still, I hadn't given up my day job, put it that way. I was still producing records and engineering and doing work over at Jack Clements still, which I thoroughly enjoyed. And it was also a source of income for me. We were funding the publishing company out of our own pockets, and that money doesn't start rolling in for quite a while. So I needed to keep the wolf from the door, and that's the way I was doing it, and I really enjoyed my work, no question about that. And one day I was over at Jack's, and I was looking at the white blackboard where people were up on the board who were going to be in the studio, and I saw Townes Van Zandt was going to be there the next day, and I went into Jack and I said, well, I see Townes is going to be recording. I said, who's going to be engineering? And he looked up and he said, well, what about you? Yeah, that's kind of the way things were at Jack's. It was a little ad hoc, as they say, very spontaneous. And so I said, yes, I'd love to. And so that's what I started to do, and that turned out to be a wonderful record called At My Window. So let's listen to one of my favorite songs of Townes's, Snowin' on Raton.
Well, when the wind don't blow in Amarillo and the moon along the Gunnison don't rise, shall I cast my dreams upon your love, babe, and lie beneath the laughter of your eyes? We're snowing on Raton. Come morning, I'll be through them hills and gone. Our mother thinks the road is long and lonely. Little brother thinks the road is straight and fine. Her little darling thinks the road is soft and lovely. I'm thankful that old road's a friend of mine. We're snowing on Raton. Come morning, I'll be through them hills and gone. I'll bid the years goodbye, you cannot still them. Well, you cannot turn the circles of the sun. Well, you cannot count the miles until you feel them. And you cannot hold a lover that is gone. Snowing on Raton. Come morning, I'll be through them hills and gone. Thank you. where tomorrow the mountains will be sleeping, silent neath a blanket green and blue. Oh, but I shall hear the silence they are keeping. I'll bring all their promises to you. The snow and on return. Come morning, I'll beat through them hills and gone. The snow and on return. Come morning, I'll beat through them hills and gone. Come morning, I'll be through them hills and gone.
Oh, Snowin' on Raton there with Townes Van Zandt from the album that Jack Clement and I did together called At My Window. That came out on the Sugar Hill label. That was Mickey Raphael, who's played for so many years with Willie Nelson, playing that beautiful harmonica there. And let's hear, this is, I think, one of the defining songs of Townes Van Zandt. It's called For the Sake of the Song.
Well, why does she sing her sad songs for me? I'm not the one to tenderly bring her soft sympathy. I've just begun to see my way clear, and it's plain if I stop, I will fall. I can lay down a tear for a pain, just a tear, and that's all. Oh, what does she want me to do? She says that she knows that moments are rare, and I suppose that it's true. And on she goes to say I don't care, and she knows that I do. Oh, but maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song. Who do I think that I am to decide that she's wrong? She'd like to think I was cruel, but she knows that's a lie, for I would be no more than a two if I allowed her to cry all over me. All my sorrow is real, even though I can't change my plans. If she could see how I feel, then I know that she'd understand. Or does she actually think I'm to blame? Does she really believe that some word of mine could relieve all her pain? Can't she see that she grieves just because she's been blindly deceived by shame? Oh, but maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song. Who do I think that I am to decide that she's wrong? Oh, but nothing's what it seems. Maybe she'll start someday to realize if she abandons her dreams, and all the words she can say are only lies. Oh, when will she see that to gain is only to lose? All that she offers me are her chains, and I got to refuse. Oh, but it's only to herself that she's lied. She likes to pretend There's something that she should defend with her pride. And I don't intend to stand here and be the friend from whom she must hide. Oh, but maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song. Who do I think that I am to decide that she's wrong? Or maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song.
Oh, beautiful there, Townes Van Zandt with For the Sake of the Song. There's just something about Townes' delivery of that song in particular that just always gets to me. One of the beautiful sounds in the background there was Jack Clement playing the dobro, a very sweet dobro indeed. And that room up there, that attic, was suited for this kind of music. It was just beautifully recorded, I must say, because I did it myself. Rich Adler, however, was the mixing engineer. I wanted it to sound even better. So that room was also good for a lot of people if they came up the stairs, and one day a whole troop of them came up under the guidance of a wonderful fellow named Tommy Goldsmith, who was a writer for the paper but also a wonderful musician, and he was bringing in a true legend in Nashville named Ed Dye. Ed was quite a energetic, wonderful bundle of energy. And he had these things at the Station Inn, the Bluegrass Club in Nashville, called Bluegrass Tears. And there was all kinds of people involved. And out of that came a group which called themselves the Nashville Jug Band. And it had Dave Olney in it, sometimes Pat McLaughlin in it, Mike Henderson, a whole pile of people. And so I was the engineer for this recording. It was all very, very live. No dead air here. And here's Ed's very unique version, the Rastafarian version of Blue Moon of Kentucky.
Shining now. Hey, down, 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 down.
Yeah. Ed Dye, the one that make eye blue with his Rastafarian version of Blue Moon of Kentucky. I don't know if we ever had the nerve to play that for Bill Monroe. He might have said, well, those boys are mighty sorry boys there. That's the Nashville Jug Band, including Sam Bush on the mandolin and Mike Henderson on the steel-bodied guitar, and David Olney is also singing along. So it was just a wonderful time. The Rounder record label had the nerve and courage to put that record out, and it's still one of the favorite things I ever engineered. It was a bit hectic in the studio, but it was nothing but fun. And then Tommy Goldsmith called me up after I guess he was figured I if I could handle that, I could handle anything. And he asked me if I'd like to join him in producing an album on David Olney. And I had no hesitation in saying yes to that. I always loved David's music and his whole attitude. He came to Nashville just about the same time I did in 1974, originally from up in the Northeast. It has a bit of an edge to his music, as we will see with this. It's a double-barreled tune called Lee's Highway and Bamaloo.
Remember that when you write your book, this here's the road that General Lee took, heading for God knows where, heading for God knows where, but we're rolling down Lee's Highway. Well, a million stars come out to shine. They shine like diamonds from the mine. Remember that when you write your book. This is the road that General Lee took. Heading for God knows where. Heading for God knows where. But we're rolling down Lee's Highway. Well, the moon lay down out behind the hill, and the hoot owl winked at the whippoorwill. A million stars come out to shine. They shine like diamonds from the mine. Remember that when you write your book. This is the road that General Lee took. Heading for God knows where. Heading for God knows where. But we're rolling down Lee's Highway. Well, how long did he ride? I said, how long did he ride? Well, he rode all day and he rode all night, and he rode till he rode clean out of sight. The hoot owl winked at the whippoorwill, and the moon lay down out behind the hill. A million stars come out to shine. They shine like diamonds from the mine. Remember that when you write your book. This is the road that General Lee took, heading for God knows where. Heading for God knows where, but we're rolling down Lee's Highway. Well, Bama, 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 Lou. Bama, 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 Lou. What in the world I'm supposed to do with a crazy girl like Bama, 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 Lou? Bama, 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 Lou.
my pretty dream. Well, you tore it all apart. Now you out drinking with the boys at the bar. Shit! Bama, 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 loo.
Dave Olney there with Bama Mama Lou, preceded by the Lee Highway. And I guess what I love in recording is energy, and I love live performances. And Dave Olney gave us one there, assisted by Stephanie Davis on the fiddle, Pat McLaughlin on mandolin, Mike Henderson on the steel body guitar. A lot of the same suspects, Tommy Goldsmith from the Jug Band, on all down on the bottom, Roy Husky Jr. and Kenny Malone. And it was such a pleasure to do these records. It was for me. It was nothing but fun. And David also has a pretty beautiful, serious side. He can do this when he wants to. And the title of this album, this was on Rounder Records, was called Roses. And I love this song.
Lightning spoke to the wind. Devil's in me today, my friend. Do you see that old oak tree down yonder? Blow like hell and bring down thunder. And when your raging's through, I'll cut that oak in two. Wind began to moan, the old oak tree began to groan. Thunder raged like hell's own daughter. The air was filled with fire and water, and laughing viciously, lightning struck that tree. Old oak tree began to shudder, but he held his ground like some old soldier. His ancient pride was burnt and shaken, but something deep inside did waken. He raised his limbs just like Moses, and blossomed roses. Blossomed roses, he blossomed roses. The sky is clear, the air is clean. The earth is brown, the forest green. The ancient oak, he still is standing, with strength that passes understanding. Like dreams a noble mind composes, he blossoms roses. He blossoms roses. Blossoms, roses, 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 roses.
David Olney with Roses, which was the title of that album on Rounder Records. Just a gorgeous song, a very deep song for me, and just tells you something about David. Towns Van Zandt wrote on the back of this album, I'll read you this, "He has written some of the most powerful, most hauntingly beautiful songs I have ever heard. A songwriter myself, I've considered David a benchmark of sorts. Lyrically, contextually, he has unknowingly helped me to keep my standards high." Thank you, David. That's from Towns Van Zandt. So Towns and David both came into my life. Well, they'd been in my life, but as far as making records, they were. This was a very, very welcome by me to be able to work with them. And another fellow that came into my life at this time, I hadn't known him before. He came to Nashville from Texas, from Bandera, the cowboy capital of the world, and Robert Earl Keen, another artist who just thrives on live performance. And this is a song of his which has become a classic. We recorded this album called West Textures, and this was its first appearance.
There was a waitress at the only joint in town. She had a reputation as a girl who'd been around. Down Main Street after midnight, brand new pack of six, a fresh one hanging from her lips, a beer between her legs. She'd ride down to the river and meet with all her friends. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. Sonny was a loner, older than the rest. He was going in the Navy, but couldn't pass the test. So he hung around town, he sold a little pot. The law caught wind of Sonny, but one day he got caught. But he was back in business when they set him free again. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. Sonny's playing eight ball at the joint where Cher works. When some drunken out of towner put his hand up Cher's skirt, Sonny took his pool cue, laid the drunk out on the floor, stuffed a dollar in her tip jar, walked on out the door. She's running right behind him, reaching for his hand. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. Jumped into his pickup, Sonny jammed her down in gear. Sonny looked at Cher, said, "Let's get on out of here." The stars were high above them, the moon was in the east. The sun was setting on them when they reached Miami Beach. They got a motel by the water and a port of Bombay gin. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. They soon ran out of money, but Sonny knew a man who knew some Cuban refugees that dealt in contraband. Sonny met the Cuban in a house just off the route with a briefcase full of money and a pistol in his boot. The cards were on the table when the law came busting in. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. Grabbed the goodies, Sonny grabbed the jack. He broke the bathroom window and climbed on out the back. Sherry drove the pickup through the alley on the side, where a lawman tackled Sonny and was reading him his rights. She stepped out in the alley with a single shot 410. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. Lawman line, they made their getaway. Got back to the motel just before the break of day. Sonny gave her all the money and it blew a little kiss. If they ask you how this happened, say I forced you into this. She watched him as his taillights disappeared around the bend. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. After midnight, just like it was before. 21 months later at the local grocery store. Cher buys a paper and a cold six-pack of beer. The headlines read that Sonny is going to the chair. She pulls back on the main street in her new Mercedes Benz. The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
Goes on forever and the party never ends. It was Jerry Douglas and Jonathan Yudkin just playing it on out there. You know, when you get a song like that, you know it's just a great song right away. And when we were making this album, we were about to make the album, and Robert and I got together, and we seemed to be short a song or so. And I said, well, maybe we should put the session off until you get... He said, no, I have it, I have it. I'm just about there. He said, trust me, I have it. And that was it. And thank God I trusted him, and we didn't hesitate. And you can tell that song is so fresh the way he's singing it. And everyone was playing it that way. And that has, of course, turned out to be one of Robert's big signature songs in a wonderful, wonderful career he's had. And here's another song of his that we did. And this is another side of Robert, just as Roses was another side of David Olney. And I love that contrast in artists. And this is a song called Mariano.
Man outside, it works for me. His name is Mariano. He cuts and trims the grass for me, he makes the flowers bloom. He says that he comes from a place not far from Guanajuato. It's 2 days on a bus from here, a lifetime from this room. I fix his meals and talk to him in my old broken Spanish. He points at things and tells me names of things I can't recall. Sometimes I just can't but help from wondering who this man is, and if when he is gone, will he remember me at all? I watch him close, he works just like a piston and an engine. He only stops to take a drink and smoke a cigarette. But when the day is ended, I look outside my window. There on the horizon, Mariano's silhouette. He sits upon a stone in the southeasterly direction. I know my charts, I know that he is thinking of his home. I've never been the sort to say I'm into intuition, but I swear I see the faces of the ones he calls his own. Their skin is brown as potter's clay, their eyes void of expression. They're as black as widows' dreams, their dreams are all but gone. They're ancient as a vision of a sacrificial virgin. And a son is crying from a baby being born. They hover around a dying flame, pray for his protection. Their prayers are often answered by his letters in the mail. He sends them colored figures he cuts from strips of paper, and all his weekly wages saving nothing for himself. Thank you. while since I've seen the face of Mariano. The border guards, they came one day and took him far away. I hope that he is safe down there at home in Guanajuato. I worry, though, I read there's revolution every day.
Robert Earl Keane with Mariano. Robert is a real creature of his geography. He loves Texas and that whole country that he comes from. And he stayed in Nashville for a while, but he had to go back to Texas, and I totally understand why. You know, there are other artists that were coming my way. As you can see, this was a pretty exciting time in my life. We had the publishing company going, and then I was working with all of these extremely creative artists. And the next artist is Iris DeMent that I want to talk about. And she came into my life, I have considered myself blessed ever since that she did. A very, very, very unique person and a very unique artist. And we made an album also for Rounder Records, came out originally on Rounder, and called Infamous Angel. And one of the songs that we did is called Let the Mystery Be. And when I work with an artist, you sit down and we make a list of songs that we're going to do. And Iris and I had made this list, and we're about to record. And I just noticed that this song, Let the Mystery Be, wasn't on the list anymore. And I said, well, wait a minute, what about Let the Mystery Be? He said, oh, I don't know about that song. And I said, well, Iris, I'll have to tell you, that's one of the reasons I'm working with you, because I believe that life is a mystery. And anybody who thinks they've got it all figured out is either a fool or a liar. And I love this song, and she understood my argument, and she put it back on our list, and here it is.
Everybody is wondering what and where they all came from. Everybody is worrying about where they're gonna go when the whole thing's done. But no one knows for certain, and so it's all the same to me. I think I'll just let the mystery be. Some say once gone, you're gone forever, and some say you're gonna come back. Some say you rest in the arms of the Savior if in sinful ways you lack. Some say that they're coming back in a garden, bunch of carrots and little sweet peas. I think I'll just let the mystery be. Everybody is wondering what and where they all came from. Everybody is worrying about where they're gonna go when the whole thing's done. But no one knows for certain, and so it's all the same to me. I think I'll just let the mystery be. And I don't like the sound of that. Well, I believe in love and to live my life accordingly. But I choose to let the mystery be. Everybody is wondering what and where they all came from. Everybody is worrying about where they're gonna go when the whole thing's done. But no one knows for certain, and so all the same to me. I think I'll just let the mystery be. I think I'll just let the mystery be.
unmistakable voice of Iris DeMint, and what a lucky person I am, and to have her come into my life. And we were making this record. It was the first record she'd ever made, and she was kind of nervous beforehand, but you would never guess it listening to her sing. And the song that everybody got off of this record is a very unusual song, is the next one, Our Town.
And you know the sun's setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, 'cause your heart's bound to die. Go on now and say goodbye to our town, to our town. Can't you see the sun setting down on our town, on our town? Good night. Up the street beside the red neon light, that's where I met my baby on one hot summer night. He was the tender and ordered a beer. It's been 40 years and I'm still sitting here. But you know the sun's setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, 'cause your heart's bound to die. Kiss. I've walked down Main Street in the cold morning mist. Over there is where I bought my first car. It turned over once, but then it never went far. And I can see the sun setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, 'cause your heart's bound. Go on now and say goodbye to our town, to our town. Can't you see the sun setting down on our town, on our town? Good night. I buried my mama and I buried my pa. They sleep up the street beside the pretty brick wall. I bring them flowers about every day, but I just gotta cry when I think what they'd say. If they could see how the sun's setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, 'cause your heart's bound to die. Go on now and say goodbye to our town, to our town. Can't you see the sun setting down on our town, on our town? Good night. Now I sit on the porch and watch the lightning bugs fly, but I can't see too good, I got tears in my eyes. I'm leaving tomorrow, but I don't wanna go. I love you, my town, you'll always live in my soul. But I can see the sun setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. We'll go on, I gotta kiss you goodbye, but I'll hold to my lover, 'cause my heart's about to die. Go on now and say goodbye to my town, to my town. I
Morris Dement with Our Town, a very, very remarkable performance and a remarkable song. I can remember when we were doing that song in a studio, I was literally holding my breath towards the end that nothing would break that spell. And the musicians that were playing on this album, Stuart Duncan, Roy Husky, Pete Wasner on keyboards, and Al Perkins and Jerry Douglas on dobros, they all knew that they needed to kind of lay low. That Nashville is full of musicians who can play circles around the sun, but they also have the beautiful instinct of supporting the song and the singer. And that's exactly what happened when we were doing Our Town. It was just a magic recording, I think. And Iris brought her mother to this recording session, and her mother was the source of a lot of the inspiration for Iris's music, because she sang a lot of hymns and gospel songs, and we wanted to have her on the album. And this is Iris and her mother doing Higher Ground.
No voice has inspired me more than my mother's. She showed me that music is a pathway to higher ground.
Higher Ground with Iris Dement and her mother, and myself and Hal Ketchum and a few others singing harmony with her. What a great thrill it was to be with her. And she lived to be like 91 or 2 and just passed on in the last year or two, and was a great source of inspiration for Iris in her life. And as I say, I was every time I turned around, it seemed at this point in my life, there was another artist coming up into it. And my friend Jerry Jeff Walker had told me about this singer-songwriter down in Texas that he'd heard and was impressed by. And they came up to Nashville and played, and I was very taken with him and his voice. And his name is Hal Ketchum. And we took a while, but we started to make some records. And the very first single we put out on Hal Ketchum became a number one record. It was a Pat Alger song, and Pat and Hank DeVito wrote it, called Small Town Saturday Night.
There's an Elvis movie on the marquee sign. We've all seen it. Everybody's broke, Bobby's got a buck. Put a dollar's worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's your hurry, son? Where you gonna go? We're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. She's got a lipstick on a little too bright. Bobby's getting drunk and looking for a fight. Liquor on his breath, trouble on his mind. Well, Lucy's just a kid along for the ride. Got a six-pack of beer and a bottle of wine. Gotta be bad just to have a good time. They're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby told Lucy the world ain't round. Drops off sharp at the edge of town. Lucy, you know the world must be flat. Cause when people leave town, they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign. Put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night.
Hal Ketchum with Small Town Saturday Night. That was a number one record for Hal, his first single and his first number one. And this was quite exciting for me. As a producer and as a publisher, we published the song. That was Pat Alger, and Hank DeVito had played steel guitar with Emmylou Harris for many years, wrote the song. And we'd had that song hanging around our catalog for since we started, really, but nobody had recorded it. And this is a little secret here. The rhythm guitar player on this session was a fellow named Richard Bennett, and Richard Bennett had worked with Neil Diamond for a long time and moved to Nashville He was the producer of Steve Earle's Guitar Town record and a great guitarist. And he was playing rhythm guitar on this session, and we had been doing it in sort of a Bo Diddley kind of a fashion, boom, ba-dum, boom, 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 kind of a beat. And he got up out of his chair and he walked over to Hal and he said, "What about this? Boom, 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 boom." And I said, "That's it. That's the way this song needs to go." And it did go, and it went all the way to number one. It was quite exciting. And another, a friend of mine from Ireland, I'd met over in Ireland, Bill Keith and Mark O'Connor played a concert at a place, the Barry's Hotel in Dublin, in 1985. And this songwriter named Mick Hanley came up to me and introduced himself. And Mick and I started corresponding. He started sending me songs, and he showed up in Nashville quite unannounced when we were just beginning to work with Hal, and he had this song, he had an album of his own that he gave us, and Hal listened to it and came in the next day. "This is the song I want to do. It's called Past the Point of Rescue."
Last night I dreamed you were back again, larger than life again, holding me tight again, placing those same kisses on my brow, sweeter than ever now. Lord, I remember how, couldn't get enough of kissing. Do you know how much you're missing? No, you don't, but I do. Days like a slow train trickle by, and even the words that I write refuse to fly. All I can hear is your song haunting me. Can't get the melody out of my head, you see. Distractions I've been using. Do you know how much you're losing? No, you don't, but I do. But I do. And I wonder if I'm past the point of rescue. Is no word from you at all the best that you can do? I never meant to push or shove you. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't, but I do.
Friends, that's all the time we have. That's Hal Ketchum singing Mick Hanley's Past the Point of Rescue. So this is Jim Rooney. I'm in it for the long run. I'll see you next time.
Came to my knees again. Can't close.